Run DNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The Run DNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into Run DNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to Run DNA.
In Hookies Power Rankings, Ben reviews every state National League team based in South Australia. Perform well and you're a chance to make the top 10.
Righto, so just to begin, guys, I do recall that a couple of weeks ago I was given a yellow card for handing out a position 11 in the 10-team power rankings. Is that right?
You're correct. Your memory serves you correct.
So I'd like to congratulate these two clubs on finishing joint 10th in Hookies Power Rankings this week. Adelaide Comets have beaten West Adelaide in the Women's National Premier League Soccer. So this was the top of the table clash in the finals. They beat West Adelaide 3-1 in extra time. So they're going to tie for 10th alongside, you'll be happy with this, Sophie, the Burnside Hockey Club men's team that beat Grange Royal 7-2 and remain a genuine threat for the Premier League title in men's hockey. So congratulations to the joint 10th position clubs in Hookies Power Rankings this week. In ninth position, I've got the Adelaide Hockey Women. They won 6-1 over Grange Royals. These two teams met last week. Adelaide won 7-0. So same amount of goals, but at least Grange Royals got themselves on the scoreboard this time around. In eighth position, West Adelaide Soccer Club. They're the team that have dominated this competition and lost to the Adelaide Comets 3-1 in extra time. Seacliff Hockey Club, the men, they beat Port Adelaide away 4-2. They're in seventh. Old Collegians are in sixth position. They won 28-0 over Woodville. I've got Glenelg Lacrosse Club, the men's team, who have finished the minor round in top position. They won 14 of their 15 games, so they will start the final series favourites. And probably going to play Brighton, who they pretty much play every year. So in fourth position, I've got minor premier Metro Stars of the NPL SA men's competition. They're top and they enjoy a week off. They'll play Adelaide United this coming week. Adelaide United, this is their youth team. They defeated Beograd 2-1 despite finishing with nine men. So I don't know how they survived. They were down to nine men for the last half an hour of that game and held on to win 2-1. Adelaide United men's team played Modbury Jets the week before. Modbury Jets were in the relegation zone and they had to win and hope that Parahills Knights would lose to Metro Stars and they would survive relegation. There's a great story that they scored in the 93rd minute. And this is one of those situations in soccer where everyone plays at the same time. So you can't work out what you're dealing with and how many goals you need and how many points you need and all of those sorts of things. So they've scored their fifth goal. Their crowd has gone into absolute raptures. And before they got back to position, the crowd started giving the thumbs down and booing because they found out that Parahills Knights had scored their fourth goal in extra time to level the game with Metro Stars. Parahills Knights survived and Modbury Jets went down and it all happened in the last 2 minutes of the minor round of the season. Just a little aside there. Let's get back to the power rankings. Sturt, they had the loss to the Crows. They've dropped to third position. It brings their 30-game minor round winning streak to an end. Brighton Lacrosse Club, the women, they defeated Burnside 16-3. They're chasing their eighth straight flag. I just did the maths this afternoon. They're on a run of 30 straight victories. That is quite incredible, isn't it? The number one team in Hookies Power Rankings, once again, the Adelaide Football Club. Minor premier from 15th in the AFL to top. It's the biggest climb in Australian rules football AFL history. So that is the Power Rankings. A tie for 10th, couldn't split them, and the Crows at number one.
Brilliant, Hookie. Brilliant, Sophie.
Thanks, guys. We have to review that T10. I think Wallace will take it to the review board.
I thought I dodged a bullet.
I think you're being very creative, Hookie, and I've got a hats off to you. So we're going to take one yellow card away from last week because it was very creative to do tied 10th. I'm never going to do the introduction again as saying that's your top 10. It's going to be top whatever Ben wants.
And I'm screaming at the umpire.
all I'll tell you guys that it's called Hookie's Power Rankings, and Hookie will do what Hookie wants.
Terrific.
Doesn't he always?
Excellent. Enjoy the rest of your week. Look forward to catching up next week.
Thanks, guys.
Well done.